So, hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and light workers. And my next guest is both. She's a fabulous psychic. Her name is Andrea Angelique?
Andrea
Angelique. And she's actually joining me. I love it when my podcast gets to go to different countries. And today she happens to be in Bali. So welcome, Andrea. I'm so glad to have you.
It's delighted to be here. I'm delighted to be here. And thank you, Erica. You're charming. And I love your show. And I'm inspired by it. Thank you for doing this for me.
Oh, well, you know, it's so much fun to have people from different sort of walks of life. So why don't we start out? You were telling me as we were just sort of doing the pre-chat, some that you could sort of just tell about my personality right away. So tell me a little bit about that, where you're able to discern sort of some of the key components of someone's personality, just like on a dime.
Right. Well, there's something called the Myers-Briggs personality typography, and a lot of your listening audience know it or use it. And there's about 16 personality types, and it's brilliant. It was created by Carl Jung back then. And basically, I'm an introvert, strong introvert, very one-to-one, in-depth. I'm an intuitive, so it's visionary, creative. What can we make of this? What's going to happen in the future? I'm a feeler. I make my decisions by the impulse of my heart. I'm subjective when I make decisions. And the thinkers and the feelers are both accurate in making decisions. One works as well as the other. And I'm a perceiver, which means that I'm open to options and spontaneous and adventurous. So my personality type is doing noble service to aid mankind. And and Erica, you are an extrovert, intuitive feeler, perceiver, which is you are a hug bunny. You want everybody to feel better. You are here Aww. For the masses, right? And you are a healer in a large circumstance. And you're up for whatever's coming down the pike. You want to see. You want to find out about it.
I have a question for you. I've always sort of had that, like, where I wrote. I wrote for the newspapers, and I was on TV a bunch of times. You know, lots of times, and I've written lots of books. What is that about that communicating to the masses? Like, is that like a, it almost feels sometimes like a compulsion, like I have to help the masses or something.
Right. It's like we don't get a chance to vote on this. We probably come out this way. So in our early lives, in our childhood, when you were a little girl, you were hugging everybody and patting people on the back and sharing your candy. And I've been rescuing I'm a professional rescuer, and that makes me happier than anything.
That's so funny.
That's what I love to do.
Well, do you mind sharing, like, how you knew you were psychic, or how you knew it was your gift to help people with your psychic abilities?
Okay. Well, when I was young, I just thought everybody was like this. So I thought it was this kind of a weird thing, and I really didn't put it together until I was in my 20s. But what happened for me that showed me that there was something beyond the veil was that I was in day camp, and I was probably about 8 years old, and someone brought a Ouija board. And it was like early days at camp. I didn't know anybody and hardly knew their first names. And so I was surrounded by a group of girls, and I said, I want to try that Ouija board, and I want to know the middle names of every girl here. Now, I didn't even know their first names. So I got that stylus, and immediately it spelled out the middle names of all these girls.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. So I knew something was pretty bizarre out there that I wasn't fully knowledgeable about. And then wow. I would later in life have dreams in which I would have visitations from people just a few days or maybe the day before I'd met them. And we'd have conversations. So we'd have kind of a soul meeting. And then I'd meet them and I'd know them.
Wow.
And every time I've tried to do something as a psychic, it's been easy as pie. So if I close my eyes and look out my third eye, take your hand, and you want to know your past lives, I start getting a flush of pictures. It's like I'm looking at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you about your different past lives. Or if I call in someone who's passed, I'm a medium. I just call their name in, and they're usually, if they haven't been gone too long, they want to have a chat. So I'm there, and I record what they say, and I do this in trance. So it's just really easy and fun.
That's amazing. So since I have a lot of listeners on the show who have psychic gifts and then struggle with building a business, like taking it and actually having this business structure for it, what can you recommend for those who are, you know, getting started, haven't quite built their business as big as you have?
Okay, well, first of all, the first thing you do as a beginner is you give lots and lots of readings for free or by a contribution, just to hone your skills. And you also need, because you are a counselor, you are supposedly giving sagacious advice. People are coming to you for help in dilemmas in their lives. So you need to have a counseling background, and whether it be a crash course in life coaching, or you studied hypnotherapy, or you studied psychology in university, you have a great, or even on your own, you've got a great responsibility for those people. So that's the first thing you do, is know that you are maybe the only person that a person in trouble, in conflict, is going to talk to. And you've got to be not grinding an axe, but listening and helping them arrive at some good decisions. And so, and then of course, everything I do with a tarot and with spirit. So, and I'm accurate, which is unbelievable, but people just keep telling me and writing me letters.
Exactly, yeah. You know, and well, you're not alone. So just feel that warm, you know, wrap around of loving embrace from my audience, because, you know, I don't know the percentage of us who, you know, have that third eye awakening and awareness, but it's a pretty big number. So you were saying kind of in your intro that people do come to you for like quick fix. So is there something you want to share with our audience? I'm just curious. I just want to leave it open. Like, what would be something fun that you could share with our audience? Something they could do today? You know, my vision for the show was, if you did something different and inspired every single day, like one new thing a day for a whole year, your life would change so much. So what's something you could just sort of share with our audience that they could do to change their lives today?
I think for me, is to listen to others and receive completely what they're saying and who they are, as much as you possibly can, and receive it in compassion without judgment. And then, for me, I immediately start trying to figure out with the client what they need to be happy. How can we help you become happier? So that's the joy that I get in my daily life when I see people. Mostly doing a business like this, you've got to be really up for it. That means that you've got to be emotionally solid and strong and confident of your gifts, and coming from a place of love and neutrality.
I love it. You know, the time goes really fast, doesn't it? I can't get over it. The show's definitely not long enough when I have fun and people like you to speak with. But why don't you tell us, tell us, just say your name again correctly, and then let us know the website where they can find you. And I just want to encourage people, if you do, if you're looking for some psychic advice, to go on over to her website and really see if she'd be a great, bridge for you to get some more help that you need. So what, tell us again how we can reach you.
Okay. Now, if you just go to Facebook, look up Andrea Angelique, and you can messenger me, and I'll respond post haste. Also, you can just write me, email me at intuitivetarot@yahoo.com. Now, intuitive is spelled intuitive, tarot, tarot. And my major website is www.balitarot.com.
Awesome. And, Thank you so much.
I'd love to coach you. I'd love to help you if you're establishing a business as a psychic. Do we have much time? I've got another story. This is fun, huh? I'm getting into it. Yay.
Well, this shows up, but I'll stop the recording and thank you for coming, and then we'll keep going.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Good. Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.